At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Remember from the low, welcome to Lovey Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoop Spears, and now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. Got a great podcast for you. We're going to be keeping it to two parts today, as we're going to be joined in segment number two by one of our good friends, Carter Elliott. He does amazing work over at Sleepers Media on the Field of 68, and the big thing with Carter is that he, much like myself, is a D3 alum out there in the Midwest, so we always like those guys, and we always love the chatter that we have with them, as we're going to be talking a little bit of Big Ten with them. We did see Amani Bates get cleared of all the gun charges as well, so that's a good thing. We shall see if there's going to be any sort of a suspension or anything levied against him at Eastern Michigan, but we should be seeing Imani Bates for at the very least much of the season, so I'll get his thoughts on a lot of Midwest basketball. And then on top of that, there's a few teams that are ranked in the top 10 that we're going to be talking about that perhaps they should be getting even more love than they deserve. So we're going to be talking about a wide variety of things with Carter Elliott on the podcast today. And if you do have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to be able to fire those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at unit_81. Keep in mind, letters EM, maybe does not matter. As per usual, please send these into the timeline, and the other way, that is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you are able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Really didn't get in any Twitter questions, but want to remind you guys that we are 17 days away from the start of the college basketball season. It is really starting to creep up, and we've got a few conference previews left to do. I've got 3 in total. The Atlantic 10, unless if something goes wrong, we are going to be getting that to you tomorrow. I actually did the interview with Kai McKeon for it today, so that should be coming your way in about 24 or so hours. From there, we've got the SEC and the Pac-12, and then we've got just a lot of roundups to do, just getting you guys up for the upcoming college basketball season, taking a look at everything that happens from there. So if you want a little bit of strategy, what have you, please do fire in those questions. I want to do everything possible to lay things out and get us just to the window in general this season, so do fire those in. But along the way, before we get into the start of the college basketball season, we're going to have some great guests joining us the next few weeks, like Carter Elliott is going to be today. Lots of Midwest basketball chatter, along with a look at a few teams that are in the top 10 that perhaps they deserve even a little bit more love. So that is going to be coming your way next, right here on Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish, Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days, like literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
We're back here, Love You Las Vegas, for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Peters, and now a part of the Beeson Family Podcast, and it is always great to be joined by this guest, as he is one half of Sleepers Media, doing an absolutely excellent job taking a look at the great game of college basketball. Those that listen to this podcast know that I am a big fan of guys that went to D3 universities, and this is a man that played his college basketball at Albion College. That is out there in the Midwest, and it is always great because us D3 guys, we need to stick together. As Carter Elliott, he is joining me on the show. Also does the podcast, The Unscripted Podcast. That is a part of the Field of 68, and you're able to follow Carter on Twitter at Carter Elliott, his first and last name, and then two underscores after that. And Carter, always great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on, Greg. We're finally under the 20-day countdown for college basketball, and I'm so excited. The summer's been long. The predicting, the projecting, everything's been a lot of discussion going on, but I'm finally ready to actually watch some games and watch some players play.
Absolutely. I'm getting gassed up, but I'm getting ready to go. And just as you get set for the upcoming college basketball season, I know that you guys over there at the Field of 68, you've been doing a great job taking a look at a little bit of everything. And I actually had your partner, Greg Waddell, on to be able to preview the Big Ten about a week or two ago as well. Are there a few teams that, as you dive into them, you're feeling a little bit more bullish slash a little bit more bearish about them? Because we're seeing a lot of these media polls coming out with so many conferences like the Big East, like the Big Ten, list goes on and on. They're having their media days. Is there a few teams that as you dive in a little bit more, you're feeling a little bit better or worse about them than you did more towards the summertime?
There's a lot of teams that have been getting, a whole lot of press. One team that I think people are high on, but they're not talking about enough for me, is the Houston Cougars. I think everyone is getting kind of enamored with, what UNC is going to do. What is Kentucky going to look like? What is Gonzaga going to look like with Malachi Smith in the fold and Drew Timmy back? And I don't think people are talking enough about Houston. I think that Marcus Sasser has the ability to be National Player of the Year. Calvin Sampson is one of the best coaches in all of college basketball. I absolutely love that guy. I love the way he coaches. Love the way he has his team play the game. And I just don't feel like enough people are talking enough about this Houston Cougars basketball team. Now, they had a lot of hype at the end of last season, knowing that they could possibly get the likes of Marcus Sasser back. But it seems like some of that hype has kind of died down as we're getting closer to the season. I'm still extremely high on this Houston team. And another team that I don't think is being talked about enough is the Baylor Bears. For me, guard play in college basketball is something that it's what wins in March, is what wins in the tournament. Everyone is saying the year of the big man with the likes of Hunter Dickinson, Trace Jackson Davis, Drew Timmy and Oscar Tshiebwe, Armando Bacot all coming back. But the backcourt in Waco is something that excites me. Keontae George, I think, is one of the most explosive scorers in the country, even as a freshman. I think he has the chance to be the best scorer in college basketball or be considered one of the best scorers in college. And then you also had the likes of Adam Flagler as well. So I really like this Baylor team. I don't think they're being talked about enough. And I think they have a chance to win the Big 12 this year over Kansas.
Yep, I put Baylor personally because I did my Big 12 preview a couple days ago as my number one team in my projected order of finish. And then to your point with Houston, I've got them number three overall in the country. I think that both of those teams are certainly going to be in for very big years. And with Houston, they always talk about our defense can sometimes go a little bit streaky, hot and cold from year to year. They're just the rock of consistency with that. And I think that that's a big credit to what Calvin Sampson has been able to do as Carter Elliott. He does terrific work over there at the Field of 68 and the Unscripted Podcast is joining me on the podcast. And you have a lot of ties to Michigan basketball. And we've seen this in recent days, just everything that has been going on with Imani Bates, no doubt. Not the world's greatest situation, but he has now been really cleared of all charges. It's going to be interesting to see if there's going to be any discipline coming down from Eastern Michigan. I have to think that they are currently thinking about what to do with this whole ordeal, but I do think that it is very refreshing that we did see Imani Bates put out the statement that he did about a day or two ago, saying that he had learned from this ordeal. He thanked all the people that had defended him in court. You're able to go down the line. And I do think that it showed a lot of maturity because I think a lot of people lose sight of the fact that he went out of high school a year early. And no doubt he has made a few mistakes, but I'm very curious to see what lies ahead for him, because I do think that Eastern Michigan probably going to levy a little bit of punishment on him, but sounds like he's going to be able to get out there on the court for Eastern Michigan. And I'm sure that that's just what everyone just in general wants.
Yeah, I think everybody wants to see that too. It kind of rubs me the wrong way when, people kind of, for lack of a better term, kind of prey on a young player's downfall. I mean, this is a kid, like you mentioned, Greg, that came out of high school a year early. Yes, he had all this hype. Yes, some of the, hype around him might have been brought on by himself, but it was also people around him. I never want to see a kid fail. You don't want to really see a kid with all this hype and all this potential and future in front of him just completely fail, and not just fail in basketball, but fail in life. The situation that Imani went through was a very serious one. I mean, having felony gun charges and guns having serial numbers scratched off him, it's a very serious charge. Luckily, he was able to get those charges dismissed. And I would consider this, rock bottom for Imani. He transfers from Memphis after a disaster of a season, didn't have really that great of a summer with everything going on around him, commits to Eastern Michigan, and then has this, police case come about him. So I really think the only way is up for him. I hope this was a moment for him to reflect and kind of maybe refocus himself. And I really want to see him do well. And I want to see Eastern Michigan basketball do well. And I think they have a chance to do well. I love Noah Farrakhan. I think Colin Golson is one of, the most powerful players in the MAC. I mean, if anyone hasn't watched him yet, this guy, for what he lacks in height, he is one of the pound-for-pound strongest guys probably in the MAC conference, and he can really get up and bang down low. So I really like this team. And with Imani in the fold, I think it'll also create just an excitement around the Ypsilanti community and the Eastern Michigan basketball program. So I'm looking forward to seeing him play this year. And I hope he does well.
Yep, I think that it's going to be interesting to see if we do have anything come about in terms of a suspension, what have you. I'm sure that they are determining that right now, but we are going to be able to get Imani Bates this season. So that is something that I think is very good. And you just hope that he utilizes it as a learning experience, is able to move on and just become a better person in general, because it sounds like he handled everything after it came about the right way. Obviously, actions speak much louder than words, but you do like to see someone trying to make good on that. So we shall see what happens out there in Ypsilanti this season, and we shall see what happens in the Big Ten as well, because I know you, Carter, do the podcast, the Unscripted podcast, which that's mostly Big Ten. That's mostly based around Michigan State, and a team that I had outside the top five in terms of my Big Ten is Michigan State. Honestly, I had Michigan at number two this season. I just take a look at Michigan State, and I think that they certainly have the potential to be able to rise up into the top five and be able to do a solid job in the Big Ten, but I just take a look at Michigan State, and they're one of the teams I'm just most torn on in general, because I do think that someone like a Jackson Kohler is going to be able to do a solid job in his freshman season, but what they're really lacking is that one go-to score. And I take a look at Michigan State, and something else that just comes to mind for me when I put them outside my top five is that when it comes to February and March, I think that this is a team that they could get coached up and become a top five team entering into the conference tournament and perhaps be dangerous in that aspect, because I still think that Tom Izzo has his fastball in terms of being an overall great coach. But at the same time, I do think that it's going to take some time for these guys to be able to gel and just find that guy that they're able to go to in crunch time, which is something they lacked last season.
Yeah, for me, Michigan State, I think a lot of people are expecting guys to take jumps, which happens in college basketball all the time. Don't get me wrong. But when you look at it through a more simple lens, we lose our leading scorer from last year in Gabe Brown, lose our one NBA player in Max Christie. So whether he was good or bad, he was our NBA player, and he was one of the top scorers on the team. Those percentages weren't that great. Lose our best rim protector and defender in Marcus Bingham. And then we turn around and don't really add much kind of coming into the season. We also lose Julius Marble as well, who was a part of the big man rotation. So for already thin front court to lose two players, one to the professionals and one to transfer to Texas A&M and Julius Marble, there's a lot expected of this team. And we're bringing back a core, if you want to say, of guys who didn't have that much success and snuck into the tournament these last 2 years. It's going to take a lot of guys stepping up. To me personally, counting on guys to step up and take jumps, it sometimes can backfire. Sometimes guys just are what they are. Not everyone gets better when they're in college basketball. Some players are what they are, and what you see is what you get. We're thin in the front court. Maddie Sissoko hasn't played more than 2 to 3 minutes a game these past 2 years. You know, he's not the best offensively or defensively. And then you have Jackson Kohler, who I think is going to be a offensive maestro in the Big Ten, but I don't necessarily know if he has the foot speed or the length to affect shots or be a dominant rebounder. You know, there's a lot of holes in this team, but if anyone can fix it, I think it's Tom Izzo. He's one of the best coaches in college basketball, and I always believe in Tom Izzo. That's one thing I'll never doubt with this team. But there's got to be a lot of things that go our way, and I think that this year is going to be a year where Tom Izzo is going to have to try some new things. I would personally love to see small ball this year, especially if Jay Nakins is healthy, where you have a three kind of guard lineup of Hogard, Tyson Walker, and Jay Nakins on the floor at the same time. And then you have Malik Hall at the five, or maybe even Joey Hauser at the five for some stretches. For what you lack defensively in rebounding, I think that lineup will be potent enough offensively to give yourself a chance to win. So little tweaks like that, trying new things based on the roster we have, is something that I think Michigan State will have to kind of do this year and utilize, because the Big Ten is down overall to me. I think Illinois and Indiana are kind of the preseason favorites of most people, but it's really up for grabs. So if some adjustments can be made and guys play well, who knows what's going to happen.
And I think who you mentioned there with Akins is really the key. As joining me on the podcast, we do have Carter Elliott of the Field of 68. And with Jaden Akins, I do find it a little bit troubling that he's been dealing with injury throughout much of the offseason, because he's really that one guy that I thought could take that year one to year two jump and just losing a lot of reps in general here in the offseason, losing just in general a opportunity to be able to grow with this offense, I think that that's very big, and that's something that goes under the radar because we've noticed it with quite a few teams. Villanova, for instance, not having Cam Whitmore out there, that is going to be very big. Now, it doesn't sound like the Akins injury is really going to be lingering too much in the regular season, might affect it a little bit, but sounds like he should be mostly good to go for the regular season, unlike someone like Caleb Murphy came out a few days ago. He's going to be out 6 weeks for DePaul, and that's just an absolute killer for them. But even with being able to be out there on floor night number one, just the offseason reps that he loses, I think that that is going to set them behind the eight ball just a little bit this season.
Oh, yeah, and with our schedule, too, it makes it even worse. The gauntlet we have to go through to start this season, there's no dipping your toe in. We're jumping right into the pool. Kentucky, Gonzaga, Notre Dame, Villanova, Alabama possibly. Been PKA, one of the hardest schedules, honestly, I've seen in a while, not just Michigan State basketball related, but just across the country. This non-conference is one that is playing no game. So, you know, guys are going to have to grow up quick. They're getting thrown into the fire. With Jaden Akins, you know, obviously I hope he gets healthy. You never want to see foot injuries in any sport, definitely with basketball players. Foot injuries are always something that scares me. With it being a stress fracture injury, I'm just kind of chalking it up and thinking positive that it was just like an overworking kind of situation. I know some young guys do have issues with stress fractures just from getting adjusted to the college basketball kind of workflow. So hopefully it's something he can bounce back from, but you never want to see a guy who you're expecting to have a breakout season have a foot injury less than a month away.
No question about it. And when it came to Michigan State, in terms of the poll that we saw from Big Ten Media Day about a week ago, we saw them number four in terms of that poll. I'm not sure what you make out of some of these polls, but I do think that this offseason, it's been significantly better than what we saw last offseason, where if we're going to the AP poll, UCLA was ranked number two. And I think that we all sort of thought, man, this is a little bit of a reach on UCLA. And when it comes to Michigan State, do you feel like that number four ranking is relatively accurate? And just what have you made out of a lot of these preseason polls in general? Because I do think that what the media members as a whole, a lot of these coaches as well, I'll give credit where credit is due, they seem to have done a nice job of not taking a look at, oh, well, they made a run in March, even though they were terrible for like 3 or 4 months out of the year. Let's just by default put them in the top 10 or anything like that. And I do think that the whole body of work has been taken into account a little bit. I mentioned that I don't have Michigan State necessarily in my top five. Even with that, though, I do think that putting them number four is not like the world's biggest reach, because the Big Ten in general, I think that you would probably agree with this, it's a very big crapshoot when it comes to the middle of the season. And when it comes to a lot of these polls in general, I feel like they've been more accurate this year than in past years.
Yeah, I definitely do. One team that I'm higher on in the Big Ten in particular is Iowa, outside of Chris Murray, who I think is going to have a great year this year. I like the other pieces they have. The McCaffreys, both Pat and Connor, both know how to play the game. Pat McCaffrey had stretches last year where I thought he looked like he was one of the best players on Iowa's team when Keegan Murray was either struggling a little bit or Keegan Murray needed a Robin to his Batman. McCaffrey was there. Tony Perkins plays with a swagger and a confidence that just, I think, is infectious to the rest of the team. And I think can get himself going if he needs to. And he's just a guy who competes extremely hard. And then Peyton Sanford is a guy who is 6'7" and gets up a lot of shots, mainly three-pointers, and hits a lot of three-pointers. So I really like the makeup of this Iowa team. And, of course, Fran McCaffrey offensively I think is just a wizard. And he's able to, you know, have a system where he highlights one guy a la Luka Garza or Keegan Murray, and then have other guys that know their role and fit around that player. And I think he has that case this year. I think Chris Murray's going to take that jump. I think he's a first-round NBA draft pick. I think he could find himself in the lottery if he plays well enough. And then you have other pieces around him. I really like this Iowa basketball team. I don't think they're being mentioned enough in the Big Ten. And they're kind of a sleeper team, I think, that could possibly compete for a Big Ten title.
Yep, I personally would shift around where Purdue and Iowa were, because I believe Iowa was number 7 in that preseason poll and Purdue was number 5. With Purdue losing Jaden Ivey, losing Sasha Stefanovic, all those guys, even though they've got the giant of the earth, Zach Edey, returning, I do think that they are a tad bit overrated. And I really felt like last season was a big indictment on Matt Painter as a coach as well. I don't think by any stretch of the imagination he's like a horrible coach or anything, but I just felt like Purdue left a lot on the table last season. And I don't know, maybe if I'm being a little bit biased here, but that has me a little bit jaded about them coming into the season, to use a bad pun, because Jaden Ivey was your best player last year.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have a lot to replace. It wasn't just Jaden Ivey. I mean, Jaden Ivey, Travion Williams, Sasha Stefanovic, Eric Hunter, all gone.
Heck, Isaiah Thompson was a good three-point shooter.
Isaiah Thompson, they lost a lot. For as good as Zach Edey's going to be, I think he has a chance to be Big Ten Player of the Year. I think he'll be that productive in the major minutes he has. We're going to have to see some guys step up for Purdue. I think Caleb First could be a guy that can step up. If Brandon Newman can get back to kind of that redshirt freshman year form he had, I think he had a slump last year, I think they can make some noise, but they got a lot of question marks. But it's question marks throughout the Big Ten. I think you can go team by team. Each team has multiple question marks. That's why I kind of consider it to be an overall down year for the Big Ten in general.
No question. I do think that it's going to be a fascinating year out there in the Big Ten, to say the least. And I know that you guys over there on the Unscripted Podcast are going to be taking a look at that. You and our good friend Greg Waddell do an absolutely amazing job with that. And Carter, I know you're just a 5-2 player over there at the Field 68, doing a great job, taking a look at a little bit of everything. I know that there's a lot in store for you guys this season, so let the good people at home know they're able to follow you on social media and just all the work they have coming up in general.
Yeah, so you can follow myself on Twitter at Carter Elliott. That's with two L's and two T's and two underscores at the end of that. And then you can find all of my content at Sleepers Media. That's on Twitter, Instagram, and also on YouTube as well, and anywhere you listen to podcasts. I'm going to tease something here. I can't announce it yet, but myself and my co-host Greg, on behalf of Sleepers Media, have something planned for this Big Ten season that where we might possibly be on the road and going to some games outside of Michigan State and Michigan basketball games, which is our main focus. That's kind of on the horizon. We're working on that. And, you know, a lot with basketball season coming up, we're going to have plenty of content pumping out. So be sure to follow us.
Well, if any of those involve coming out here to lovely Las Vegas, you please do let me know, because I would be a very interested observer on that. And Carter and Greg do an absolutely amazing job with the Unscripted Podcast, which I mentioned before. Carter, an absolutely amazing mindset when it comes to college basketball. He played it at the D3 level, and now he does a great job of being able to analyze it, does a great job in general of being able to break down the Big Ten as well for those of you guys that love Midwest basketball. And it is always a pleasure to get Carter on the podcast. A big thanks to him for joining me on Coast to Coast Hoops, now a part of the Beeson Family Podcast. And if you do have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you, for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to be able to fire those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at @JNet_D1. Keep in mind, letters EM, they mean does not matter. As per usual, please just send those into the timeline. The other way, that is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. I'll be coming at you guys every single day on this podcast. Got the Atlantic 10 preview, unless if something goes wrong, going at you tomorrow. And then we've got the Pac-12 and the SEC coming within the next 2 weeks. And then we're going to get you set with some great guests, and whatever questions you have for me for the upcoming college basketball season, get those answered. And then once we get in season, picks and analysis on every single game, every single day. So I will chat at you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the #1 recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.